Well, the Arts Council here says its decision to approve grants worth tens of thousands of euro to convicted fraudster Samantha Cooks were made on the basis of artistic merit. It said criminal convictions were not considered as part of their application process. Cooks was sentenced to 4 years in jail last week after she pleaded guilty to charges of deception and theft. Our Southern editor, Pascal Sheehy, joins us now. Pascal, will you remind our listeners, who is Samantha Cooks?
Well, Samantha Cooks is quite notorious, I would say, at this stage. We met her most recently at the Circuit Criminal Court in Tralee last week, where she was sentenced to 4 years in jail with the final year suspended after she pleaded guilty to theft and deception charges involving social welfare payments of more than 60,000 euro. But her criminal past goes back well over a decade to 2011. She's from Gloucester in the UK. And at that stage in 2011, she offered a couple in North Yorkshire who had been unsuccessful with IVF treatment that she would act as a surrogate mother for them. She told the couple she was a former surrogate herself and provided a reference from her previous client. Of course, that was bogus, we learned from the court. She accepted expenses and fees from the couple, who grew suspicious and called in the police. She was prosecuted for that, and she got a 9-month suspended sentence, as well as being told to pay the couple almost £2,000. Now, more recently than that, she moved to Ireland subsequently in around 2013. And she moved around to various communities, and basically she lied through her teeth to people in those communities, and that caught up with her in 2019 at the District Court in Fermoy, where she was convicted of one count of deception and 4 counts of theft. The deception charge related to her posing as a child psychologist, where she deceived a father into paying her €840 for a report on a child who needed to be assessed for a special needs assistant, and the 4 theft charges related to her taking payments of between €100 and €600 from people in Dublin and Wicklow for a subsidised trip to Lapland, which was supposedly being organised for children with additional needs and their families, and that trip to Lapland never happened.
So Pascal, then, what's her engagement? What was her engagement with the Arts Council?
Well, she got grants from the Arts Council totaling over €36,000. We heard that in the course of her sentencing hearing from the investigating Garda, Detective Garda Ray Liston. At that time, around 2020, she had set herself up in South Kerry. She was a writer in residence at the Irish Writers' Centre at Kilreelig in South Kerry around that time. She lived in a variety of addresses there, Carhartt-Sivean and Kenmare, and she had adopted the name Carrie Jade Williams. And in fact, she was clearly well able to spin a story, but she could write a story as well, because she won a prestigious essay writing competition run by the Financial Times. And she applied for to the Arts Council for grant aid, and she received 2 grants of totaling €36,250. The first one was a grant awarded to her a language bursary in 2021, and the second one the following year was for a literature project, and that was for €21,250. And she applied for those grants under her name Jade Cook. Jade is Samantha Cook's middle name.
Right. So what's the Arts Council saying now, then, in light of everything that we know now about Samantha Cooks?
Yeah, we put a series of questions to the Arts Council, including what specific checks, if any, were carried out in this case to establish if Samantha Cooks had previous criminal convictions for deception and fraud. The Arts Council said it has a rigorous application process. It said Samantha Cooks' applications were considered on the basis of their artistic merits and that criminal convictions were not considered part of the application process. A spokeswoman for the Arts Council told me, "We can confirm that this application was considered and decided on its artistic merits. The artistic merit of applications is rigorously reviewed. A criminal conviction would not necessarily be a barrier to consideration of an application with artistic merit. Therefore, the issue of criminal convictions is not part of an application process."
Pascal, thank you very much indeed. Our Southern editor, Pascal Sheehy.